Palletization. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a pallet as a platform designed to be loaded with packages and moved by forklift. Any goods that can be palleted probably will be, since pallets can be handled more easily by equipment, saving labor and time. Pallets, or skids, and returnable containers also provide greater security for goods. While wood pallets are the most common type of pallet, there are also returnable containers that have pallet bases, plastic pallets, and cardboard slip sheets. Returnable containers. Some returnable containers have palletized bases and conform to full pallet dimensions so they can be handled and stored using the same equipment and storage spaces used for pallets. Some have internal dividers. There needs to be a system for arranging their return. Pallets. Pallets can be made from wood, plastic, wood composite, metal, or cardboard or corrugated material. Pallets can be designed for flexibility and access. While a two-way entry pallet can be accessed from one of two opposite sides, four-way entry pallets are constructed in a manner that allows a forklift or pallet truck to insert forks from all sides. Exhibit 4-44 shows a wood pallet designed for four-way entry. Two of the four sides are shown. Exhibit 4-44, wood pallet. Wood pallets are generally made of coniferous wood that has been fumigated to kill vermin and thus avoid transporting problematic species. Non-wood pallets avoid this problem, but many types are more expensive while others are less durable, so wood pallets remain the most common type of pallet in use. For wood pallets, many countries require the use of fumigation for all wood packing material, including virtually all North and South American countries, most Mediterranean countries, South Africa, India, China, Japan, South Korea, Malaysia, the Philippines, and Australia. Treated pallets are marked with a standard symbol of phytosanitary treatment compliance, created under the International Plant Protection Convention, IPPC, and shown in Exhibit 4-45. Goods arriving on pallets without this certification may be rejected by customs agents. Exhibit 4-45, symbol of compliance for properly fumigated or heat-treated wood pallets, etc. Source, see FAO. ISPM 15 mark, www.fa.org. Note that in addition to this symbol, the mark is not considered complete without also including a country code, a producer or treatment provider code, and a treatment code using the appropriate abbreviation from the standard. These include HT, DH, MP, and SF. Slip sheets. Slip sheets are an alternative to pallets. They are flat sheets of plastic or fiber, ranging in thickness, but generally around a millimeter. They often are shaped to have lips around their edges. Their advantages are that they are lighter, cheaper, and take up less room in transport. Their primary disadvantage is that they require specialized forklift trucks or forklift modifications, such as a push-slash-pull device that replaces the standard forklift attachment. Both the shipper and consignee need this equipment. They also need to be accounted for when considering detrashing programs, as they are not reusable. Exhibit 4-46 shows several varieties of slip sheets. Exhibit 4-46, slip sheet varieties, pallet and slip sheet sizes. Pallets and slip sheets come in standard sizes, and many industries dictate use of one of these standard sizes, so the pallet storage bays and handling equipment can also be standardized. Ideally, pallet and slip sheet sizes will conform to equipment and racking capabilities both of the organization and its tiers of customers who will need to receive pallet-sized shipments. Rework in the form of moving goods from one pallet to another is a common example of a suboptimal supply chain process that should be resolved at the supplier end or even further upstream to enable true packaging optimization. Alternately, a customer might be given incentives to change if the rest of the supply chain is already standardized on a pallet type. However, one of the major challenges in using pallets in international applications is the number of pallet sizes in use globally. While specific industries that operate within a nation can rely on a given standard, globally there are so many standards that there is effectively no real standard. Six pallet dimensions are sanctioned by ISO, detailed in ISO Standard 6780. Check the additional resources for a link to these standards. In the U.S. standard pallet sizes, in inches include 40x48, most common in U.S., 36x48, 32x40, 32x36. Exhibit 4-47 lists other ISO-defined pallet sizes per ISO 6780 flat pallets for intercontinental materials handling. Principal dimensions and tolerances. The great disparity in global pallet sizes can cause many problems. Master cartons designed for one pallet size will not work well with another pallet size. For example, a 0.4 x 0.4 meter master carton works well on a Euro pallet, but leaves a lot of unused space on a US 36 x 48 inch pallet. Also, different size pallets fit better or worse in different shipping containers. This means that shippers must consider pallet size before selecting a container. ISO 1 and ISO 2 pallets, Euro 1 and Euro 2, are the most commonly selected pallet sizes for standard container shipping. Some organizations use pallet-wide containers, which conform to standard outside container dimensions but have wider inside dimensions. The result is that a 40-foot ISO pallet-wide container can hold up to 30 ISO 2 pallets rather than just 20 to 21 as is the case with a standard 40-foot container. However, use of non-standard containers can create other transportation costs / inefficiencies. Pallet efficiency and effectiveness. Pallet sizes make a big difference in unit load efficiency. For example, a 40 x 48-inch pallet equals 1,920 square inches, while a 32 x 40-inch pallet equals 1,280 square inches, so the second pallet is only 66% as large as the first. Assuming the stacking height is the same for both pallets, 66% fewer goods will fit on the second pallet. More pallets on a truck or container mean higher handling costs, but potentially lower total per unit transportation costs. Pallet load efficiency can be calculated in the same way as master carton efficiency, so we will return to our example of 8 small bleach bottles fitting in a master carton with 62.8% carton efficiency. A Euro pallet is 80 times 120 centimeters. If it can be stacked to 160 centimeters, it equals 1,536,000 cubic centimeters, about 90,732 cubic inches. A layer of master cartons of bleach is 24 boxes. If a given pallet has 7 layers, this would be 168 boxes of bleach. Recall that each box has a volume of 8,000 cubic centimeters. The pallet load efficiency calculation would then be as follows. To calculate how much of a pallet load is occupied by product, multiply the two percentages. Note that this example uses boxes that can be stacked to form a pallet with ideal dimensions. If they do not, this indicates a significant opportunity for improvement in master carton design. The next issue with palletization is how to stack the layers on a pallet. Incorrectly loading a pallet can result in crushed boxes and damaged goods. Rows can be arranged in various types of brick patterns, where one stack halfway overlaps the other and rectangular corner units are turned 90 degrees from the box below. Variations include brick, row, and pinwheel. They can also be arranged in a block pattern, where each box is stacked directly over the box below. Some experts believe that brick patterns are not as good at withstanding crushing damage and should not be used. The strongest parts of a cardboard box are its corners, while its weakest points are halfway between each corner. In making a brick pattern, the weight of the box above is supported by the weakest part of the box below. The benefit gained from a brick pattern is load stability of the unit. However, this can instead be achieved using shrink wrap and corner guards. Despite these concerns, brick pattern palletization is still commonly used. Brick patterns may also be necessary when the boxes are of different sizes rather than all being uniform. Pallet stacking of multiple different size master cartons is often facilitated by computer programs that indicate the most efficient method of stacking.